Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess we felt like some of our ancestors then, right? Oh, shout out to the Confederate flag users and abusers, saying heritage, not hate, right? Okay, so as we are going to get broad and great into some big topics, some nice topics, and starting off some NBA movement and, of course, some NFL movement. And apparently some personality and color commentator movement. So that's basically what we're faced with right now. Going on in this week's topic, signing day. A lot of big-time free agencies got signed both in the NBA and in the NFL as well. So, Lou, why don't you lead us off with the NBA? Guys that maybe changed their mind and a couple of others.
Yeah, still got some more stuff going on. Still some more moves. And a few people staying put. One, Austin Rivers, he resigns with the Clippers, so he's staying put. And on top of that, they also have acquired Josh Smith, who has signed with the Clippers today.
Whoa. Now look at that. They got Jordan, went ahead and re-signed his son, right? So we got that going. Chris Paul is in place, Griffin is in place. Wow, you know, Clippers are going to have a really solid unit. I mean, they were pretty good last year. The only other team to knock out San Antonio Spurs and gave up a 3-1 lead against the Rockets. So to add this deal and get this together and have Smith, you know, Stevenson, right? They have a strong bench next year. Crawford's still there. I expect them, you know, to do some damage next season. What do you suspect?
Yeah, they're looking a lot better. They're still lacking in the backcourt. You still need a point guard and backup Chris Paul. So I'm still not sold on Lance Stevenson. The guy is wacky. So I'm still not sure about him.
You know, I think if there's anybody can kind of rein him in a bit, it would be Doc Rivers. Seems to be a player's coach. Guys love him. He knows how to be firm, but then loose at the same time to give him a little bit of creativity. I think it'll give them a bit of an edge to him being there. I think it's a pretty good asset. They give you a solid, you know, 10 to 12 points coming off the bench. It'd be pretty good. You know, Crawford's good for it. Austin Rivers showed up in the playoffs last year. You know, he looked spectacular in the playoffs against the Rockets, especially in J.J. Redick, starting lineup, of course, the starters. And I think they look pretty good. But out of 10, and Paul Pierce now, right? So,
yeah.
Good Lord, they're loaded. You know, a lot of people are talking San Antonio and what they did. And they did do a wonderful job getting Aldridge and David West. And it looks good, but you really look at the Clippers. Clippers look pretty solid, too. They have some real depth in their bench. I think they're going to make it tough.
Yeah, but the difference between the Clippers and the Spurs is that we know on the Spurs, especially with the acquisitions, everybody on that team, we know what they're going to bring. With the Clippers, we don't know. because you have Lance Stephenson and Josh Smith. You don't know if, okay, Josh Smith is going to continue to play the way he did, you know, during the playoffs. Is he going to play like that most of the season? Or, you know, he's always up and down, and Lance Stephenson is the same thing.
Yeah. I tell you, I don't know, Luke. I think it's pretty close. I would give the edge San Antonio because they've been playing together longer, and they have to figure out ways to mesh with whatever is left, you know, with their pieces. They have to learn to play with each other, so it's going to cause some losses and some awkwardness early on. But you look at the game on the Clippers, they look pretty good. They look solid. So we will see. I expect to see some real high competitiveness. I expect to look really well. So.
Yep. And we have very, very smart move by the Brooklyn Nets. They finally got rid of Deron Williams.
Yeah, that's just the smartest move we got they could have possibly done. Who really wants him anyway?
Well, he's gonna go where it is. He's gonna go back home to Dallas. So you know, him and Brooklyn, they went through a buyout. I think they went through a buyout with his contract and they waived him. So more than likely, he's gonna go and play for the Mavs.
Now, hopefully, for nothing like what he got, boy. He had a $90 million contract with those guys, and boy, did he come up short. Like, he had the potential. We all saw it. You know, some games this guy just looks unstoppable. In other games, you know, he was like, you know, 2 and 4 and 5 points. You know, him and Hibbert are very similar, right? Sometimes you see Hibbert the same way. He goes to L.A., you know, and hopefully Kobe can open up some area for him to play, but Hibbert, you know, you get so much inconsistency. He looks really good 1 week. He looked like one of the best, you know, top three or two big men in the game when he's on. And then the rest of the time, he's like, you know, is this guy a bench player? So it's Deron Williams, same kind of situation. I mean, some games you look at him and the ability, and it's almost like, man, this guy is superior. He's extra sharp. But then, other games, he's like, he just disappeared.
Yep. And there's a lot of disappearing by that guy. Oh, I think we do know. I'm going to go on the record and say poor Mark Cuban.
Yeah. That's true.
And it looks like Enos Kessner is staying put with the Thunder. Is the Thunder able to match? They're able to match the offer sheet that Portland put out for him, so he is staying in Oklahoma City, which is great for Oklahoma. Then they have somebody in the middle who can rebound, give you some points. You know, who could score like outside the paint as well, and play some decent defense. Good job, Oklahoma.
Yeah. That's another team that's dangerous. Because, listen, we're overlooking the fact that regardless or despite the changes at coach, you know, Donovan could end up or turn up to be a pretty solid coach. And then on top of him turning out to be solid, you still have Durant and Westbrook on the same team together. That's still a pretty solid team. I mean, they almost made the playoffs without either one of them being healthy throughout the whole season. You're talking about they're coming back and then Serge Ibaka too? Oh, that's a dangerous team as well. Easy.
Yeah.
And they're also seen to play San Antonio really tough. That's one of the only teams that seem to play them. I think they play them the best out of anybody else, even better than Memphis. I think you know, Oklahoma plays the San Antonio Spurs better than anybody else. And then second it would be Memphis for me, and then third would be the Clippers because they beat them last season. But that's it. And really, going into next season, those really are going to be the top three teams in the West, I believe. I mean, hands down. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the standings. And, yeah, well, I mean, oh, and Golden State, of course. How could I miss them? They are the defending champions. But I look at Golden State. Oh, you know what? Let me tell you what. I got the Rockets. The Rockets. They did make the conference semis, and they beat the Clippers. And they're only going to get better next season. You know, Harden's going to learn from some of the mistakes he made, and I think he'll mature, and that team will be a little bit more cohesive. Maybe Dwight Howard will be a little bit more healthier coming over this season, right?
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's a champion either way.
Yeah. Suppose you're right, huh?
Well,
suppose you're right.
You
champion of words, huh?
Yeah. Even with Josh Smith gone, it's not really a loss for the Rockets because that just leaves more room for Corey Brewer, you know, to play the, you know, as great as he has been playing in the playoffs, which I think a lot of
Man,
people.
Man, he looked really good.
Yeah,
I got to give him that. And when they had all but given up, he kept playing. Now, if you got Jason Terry still on your roster, I don't know what's wrong with you, though. I think you got to get rid of him. It's over for him. But they're probably going to keep him, and Lord knows why.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I'm
always leery of certain players, Lou. I'm leery of certain players that take and see, this is my logic, Lou. I always look at players. See, you got players that take smart shots, may not go 50% from the field, but they take up sharp, high percentage shots, right? And then you've got the other guy that, you know, he'll look like he'll score a whole bunch of points, but really he would have taken like 40 shots and only made like 29% of them. You know, the Carmelo Anthony's and Jason Terry's one of those. Even Iverson used to be that way. Kobe Bryant today is that way, you know. The tough shot, I would rather makeable shot. You know what I mean? Because at least you give your team a chance to catch the rebound. Because when you're shooting impossible 17-foot and 18-foot jumpers, you don't make them. If you're not a defensive guy, it's going to be difficult for your team to recover a rebound, right? So, I don't know. That's just my logic. That's kind of how I see. You really look at these teams, they have pretty good rebounders between, you know, the Clippers, between the Rockets, between Golden State, and even between San Antonio. Those teams are very high, you know, offensive and defensive rebounding teams, usually in the top 10, right?
Yeah.
So the other teams, you know, the New York Knicks and the Lakers and all the teams that have the player that takes the wild shot, their defensive rebounding and offensive rebounding is like really amongst the league's lowest. You just can't afford to take those kind of shots when you don't have the support. So I don't know, Lou.
The Lakers, who are they?
Educate me. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I look at some of their moves, and I don't know. It's just really nobody just wanting to go there. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah,
nobody
want to play for them. I told you, look, from day one when LaMarcus went there, as soon as he walked out the building, he was like, you know what, screw these guys.
See that? And I start from the top with Jim Buss, you know. He's just not cutting it, and he probably needs to retire or stand down and let Genie come in and bring Phil back to L.A. and see what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe GM for L.A. while he's stealing money up there in New York. But while we're playing around, I looked at that Porzingis and some of the summer league games. He looks to be somewhat
like
okay. He's not – yeah, you know, I like him too. I think he probably needs to, like you say, probably get some little weight on him. You know, maybe about 10-15 pounds more of like some muscle. And I think you got a solid player.
I like everything I've seen this guy offensively. I like it. They're not playing him that much, but I like everything I've seen. And, I feel sorry for him because the Knicks don't deserve him. He needs to play somewhere else.
I don't think he can blossom playing around somebody like Carmelo. No, if you really look at it, nobody wants to play with Melo. Nobody.
Yeah, look at all the people that New York picked up. They picked up Robin Lopez. They picked up Aaron Afalo and Derek Williams. That's pretty much it.
Well, at least maybe they can get some rebounds, right? He's going to be taking a lot of those bad shots. Maybe they can rebound the ball and hopefully get second chance shots. Because he's not going to give you any defense.
Yeah.
Give you a lot of misses, though.
Yeah. And so it's not looking good for them. But I think he's going to have – I think Porzingis is going to have a pretty good season. If they were smart, just play the guy. Forget bringing him along slowly. The guy's played overseas. He's played professional overseas. Heck, you bring him on slowly for it. Let the man do his thing. You're not going to accomplish anything this season, so why not play the guy?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, they need to insert him in as quickly as possible because it's not going to look too well or too good if they don't at least get him in there. You know, they got to. They need to do that. And, we will see. Of course, you know, there's rumors going on with Butler and Rose, and of course, Butler came on first take. And ESPN and basically was saying, hey, there's no beef. Everybody has trials that they go through. But, you know, there's no beef between either one of us. We're just competitive and we didn't win. Okay, I could see that. I mean, what's your take on it?
I see that as well. Like, I'm really sick of people bringing up all these things with players like everybody's supposed to be friends. They're not friends. Nobody is friends. They're there to do a job. That's it. Like, as soon as you get traded to the team, oh, yeah, he's my new buddy. Yeah, we friends now. Yeah. People are stupid. They're here to do a job. They're here to win games. Play defense. Rebound the ball. Win games. Win games. Win games. That's it. Not here to be buddy-buddy
well,
anybody. I mean, it helps, but, you know, why try to force a friendship? What's wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with them or what their, you know, motives or what they're trying to do. But, you know, actually I do kind of get it because, see, we got to realize, you know, the media, their whole job is just to try to make noise, right? Their whole job is to go out, make a scene, and hopefully – you know what I mean? It'll be a story, and then once it's a story, it'll generate more rumors. But, you know, the reality is, like you say, most times, I'm not going to, you know, you're not going to have buddies on teams or you're not going to make friends. But at the same time, they're professionals, and it is a business, and it's just like the real world when you go out and you go from job to job. Yeah, you might make a friend on the job, maybe even two, right? But then once you leave, more than likely, you're going to lose touch of those people because you didn't really grow up with them. I mean, you like them and you're cool with them, but, I mean, you just work with them. And so it's a relationship that you have, but it's like a work friend. And, yeah, you might keep them and you might keep in touch every so often, but not as much, right? So sometimes you're not going to get along. But just because you don't get along don't mean that you don't have a job to do and you're going to do the best you can in the circumstance because you're getting paid a lot of money too. Right? Yeah. So I'm like you and I kinda get it on both sides. You know, the media is always gonna blow up everything. That's always what they do. They don't know how to function without blowing up something. So they gotta do that in order to generate news instead of actually tell stories. Instead of trying to create drama to fill their newspapers, which is a lot of what the new media does because it's based not on newspaper and a lot of facts. It's really based on, you know, blogs and you know, things that people see and you know, on the small format. You know what I mean? It's not like the actual news. It's like the TMZ of everything. Like TMZ might have some facts, right? And they might have the actual footage of what goes on, but it might not necessarily capture it, the whole details of it, just the negative side of it, right? So
that's kind of what I see
with that and a whole broader situation. So, you know, Josh Smith, as we say, he went ahead and signed with the Clippers. And like I say, man, they got a real solid – they got a solid situation, bro. They do. Clippers, the more I look at them, the more I'm starting to see, like, man, this is really a good team. Like, man, we can't lose sight of the fact that they did beat San Antonio last week. They beat them. And they should have beaten the Rockets. And who knows how they would have matched up. Go ahead.
Also, but you just brought the word match up. Now things are, I think it will be finalized at the start of this season, but now things, as far as the playoff seeding, is going to go back to the way it used to be. We're going to get rid of the whole, you know, division leading, getting higher seeds and all of that. So it's just going to go straight back to the, you know, 1-8. So no more of that division leading gets like the top four seeds.
Which is good, because the way it was matched up last year, I didn't like, man. You know, Portland should have been like, what, the fifth seed or something like that? Or the sixth seed even? Best record should win those seeds. That's what it's there for, you know. That's the point, you know. Yeah, you win a division, that's cool and all, but listen, if I have 58 wins and you have 49, I think I should get that seed. So they should have been done that. I hate when they do that, even in the NFL or any sport. You have division, and then it's like division winners, you know, make it. I want the best teams then. That's why we play a regular season.
I never liked the idea from the beginning, you know, when they did it years ago. And even the first year that they did it, look what ended up happening. The Celtics were like the eighth seed. You know, record-wise, they were the eighth seed in the East. That's when they brought Antoine Walker back for that 1 year. And, you know, being that they had, what was their record, like 30? It was like 35 games? 35 or 36 games, not even close to 500. But being that they had the best record in their division, they end up getting the third seed. They were going to be in the playoffs anyway, you know, record wise. But since, you know, but they should have been the eighth seed. But since they led their division, they popped them up into the third seed, which made no sense.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Also, your boy, what's his name? Williams. Maurice Williams is back in Cleveland.
What's his name? Oh, yeah, you're talking about Mo Williams, right?
Mo Williams.
Mo Williams is, that's a good fit for him. And I always did, you know what, he's like one of those guys that, like I like, you know, he reminds me of like a Vernon Maxwell type of player, you know.
Yeah.
You know, one of those players that is really solid and good, but you know, really, really can't, you know what I mean, really doesn't get all of the credit, or it doesn't really get enough credit that he is good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he's one of those. I really like Mo Williams. I do. And I remember the first time Cleveland went to the finals. Hey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish that. I was going to bring up something else.
It's just a good matchup, and it's a good link with him and LeBron. I think that's a good pairing, because, you know, LeBron has a lot of respect for him, always has. them two were tight. I think the one that has the issue with the Delonte West, right, because of the rumors about him and LeBron's mom, I suppose. I don't know how true it is, but it must be somewhat true. You know what I mean? Because they don't seem to really like each other. But Mo Williams is always very tight with LeBron. They have a lot of respect for each other. I should say that.
And also, I haven't heard anything about the Tristan Thompson situation.
Hasn't been signed yet. Well, you know, after what's his name out there in Oklahoma got that $70 million, I'm thinking he's kind of looking like, you know, and it's like, man, I don't know how they're going to pull that one off. Maybe he signs like a 2-year deal, right? So, and then if he produces, then he gets a little bit more money later on, I'm guessing.
Probably. I don't know. We'll see. And to my surprise, well, I can't really say it's a surprise, but Tobias Harris, he's staying with the Magic. I think for like 3 more years, he signed there for 3 more years. So he's staying with the Magic, and they also signed C.J. Watson.
C.J. Watson. Also, you know, the Magic's kind of making a little bit of pretty good sound moves, right? That might be the GM from Oklahoma, who I pretty much wrote off for letting both Gundy and Howard go. If you're going to lose one, don't lose both. that was drafted, but I guess he brought in Skiles, which the Solid Coast are very surprised they didn't wait for, you know, Thibodeau. But they went ahead and put in Skiles. He's an Orlando Magic legend, right? Scotty Skiles, and brought him in the coach, and they're going to put some, you know, guys in there that are managing to get a little bit of talent. They're talent stacking, and it looks like they're building a little solid team now. Maybe they'll win 30 games this season. That might be a fair thing, right?
You know, well, you can't really call a team solid if they're only going to win 30 games.
Well, listen, last year they won 25, right? So, you know, if they get, I'll give them about 2 years. If they're able to keep this same roster for the next 2 seasons and develop it, okay, I'll give them 40 wins in 2 seasons. And, you know, but if not, you know, they're 25 wins last season. That was a little bit better than what they normally would do. Oh, and by the way, Van Gundy, the guy they got rid of, had less talent and lost a lot of transition players in the middle of the season. They won 32. So I don't know how much that goes for, but it kind of hurts, doesn't it? The Pacers, they lost a lot of leadership on their team, and they're basically left with nothing. All it is Paul George, right? And it doesn't look like they got much return. I expect them to really struggle. It'll probably be Frank Vogel's last season there. He's going to have a similar season to what he had last year. I mean, you lose 2 big guys. West was a big-time leader in that locker room. Big time. The players respected him, man. Big-time leader, and he's gone. So, we'll see. I give him a little bit of eggs. Let me go ahead and cruise to the NFL real quick. Oh, you have anything to add before I cruise to the NFL here?
No, that's everything for the NBA. No, that's it.
Oh, man, it's a lot of stuff, right? A lot of signings. Like, so we already said signings going on in the NBA, but now there's a few high-profile signings in the NFL, and, of course, it was with the receivers in Houston for the Chiefs, and let's go over the receivers because most people are not going to realize who Justin Houston is unless you're really into football. Kansas City, big-time linebacker, led the league in sacks last season. I guess I'll go ahead and start with him. You know, 6-year, $101 million, $52.5 million of those dollars guaranteed. Did he deserve it? Yeah, he led the league in sacks, even over J.J. Watt. That's pretty impressive, so I think he kind of deserves some of that, right? So I'm not going to hate him. he's doing well, and he's been solid for the past 2-3 seasons. So him is due. Of course, the Broncos and Dez Bryant with the Cowboys end up signing the deal for the same exact deal, 5-year, $70 million deal. That's crazy, ain't it? And they talk about there's not a lot of collusion, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, Demaryius Thomas, I think he gets $43.5 million guaranteed of that. You see that? It's never the full, right? And I think Dez Bryant gets like $44, $45 million out of guaranteed money. Yeah, so $45 million for him, $43.5 for the Demaryius Thomas. I think you got to do it. And, you know, I hear a lot of times when Colin Cowherd comes on, he's always emphasizing the quarterback. Though the quarterback, I'm not going to pay money to a wide receiver or any other player on the field, just the quarterback. You got to be a fool because the quarterback has to pass the ball to somebody, okay? He can't be a successful quarterback if he doesn't have weapons. There's only a few great quarterbacks in the league that can do that, okay? Tom Brady, 1, Peyton Manning, 2, Aaron Rodgers, maybe the 3rd, right? And then after that, it kind of goes down the list. And the less impressive that you have, the more difficult it is to do what you need to do. But, I mean, come on, don't tell me that somebody with the caliber of Dez Bryant or Demaryius Thomas doesn't make a difference, because obviously they do. We know it, you know it, right? So those guys need to earn a paycheck, and even some of these running backs, particular Adrian Peterson. Okay? Yeah, he deserves money. That Minnesota team, they didn't make the playoffs. Okay, well, how many teams make the playoffs without having a wide receiver or a tight end in the Pro Bowl? Let's look that list up and see. Because you look at those playoff teams, they have big-time receivers, at least one of them, every year. I mean, Andrew Luck. I mean, he loves him. And you look at Luck's receivers, come on, man. T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne, those guys aren't household names. I mean, Reggie Wayne is a borderline Hall of Famer, and T.Y. Hilton will be later on. You got to have weapons. They can't just do it by themselves. If it was a one-man sport, then all you would have to do is just let him block for himself and try to pass to himself and see what happens. So it's never good to diminish people. If you have specialties or people that are great at their position, you have to pay them the money. As simple as that. It's really easy for me. And that's basically what happened. And the Cowboys knew, listen, we don't want Tony Romo to have to take all these snaps back and try to throw 25 to 30 times, and he doesn't have a marquee elite receiver that can really change the game. And then on top of that, you gave away or you let your running back go basically off some pride. So who else are you going to really have to offset the offense outside of himself? Because without a Dez Bryant or anything else, you're a 500 team. Is that what we do? Do we play for 500, or do we play to get to the Super Bowl? Quite simple to me. So that's my retort on that. And, Demaryius Thomas, too. I mean, you did have Emmanuel Sanders on the other side, which is great, but, I mean, come on. DT is a phenomenal receiver. The guy catches the ball. He even looked good when he was with Tebow. So, you know. And that's not taking a shot at my boy, but it's just being realistic. Guy is super superb. That's what he is. You know, he's a great receiver, probably top 5, top 6. He's been very consistent over the past 2 seasons, even 3 seasons. And, you know, he has Peyton Manning passing in the ball, which means, man, it's going to be great for him. Yeah, that's what I would think, but, you know. And obviously the Broncos organization feels the same way. According to Colin, only player that can make money on any roster is a quarterback, which is ridiculous. It's a team, but it's 11 guys on the field. The quarterback touches the ball the most, so he influences the game the most, but that doesn't mean that other players can't get max dollars either. You need them. Quarterback needs a receiver. Quarterback needs a good running back. If you expect to win championships, I'm pretty sure that's what you need. Okay, so, and I know what he would say. Oh, look at the Patriots. Listen, Tom Brady is a once-in-a-generation quarterback. You're not going to get that too often in life. Okay, so I hate it when people try to make it seem like, okay, there's just a dozen Tom Brady's out there. No, it's only one of him, okay? It's one Peyton Manning. It's one of those guys. It's one Aaron Rodgers. You get them, you get at least two or three of those every 10 to 15 years. That's it. Luck is one of those. Wilson is the other. You see that? That's how it works. So that's typically what I see there. And, of course, last night, as I'm going to slide away from the NFL real quick and get into something a little bit off topic, because I was listening to the Herd show today, and two things with Herd. You know, first, I heard his take basically on what was going on with the ESPYs last night. And, of course, the big story, if anybody doesn't know, that so-called Bruce / Caitlyn Jenner basically won the Courage Award or something like that. And he's, I hear him jumping on this listener and say, hey, you know, you shouldn't jump on it. What he's doing is courageous. I don't see anything courageous about a man wanting to dress up like a woman. What is courageous about any of that? I mean, Lou, can you help me out? I mean, what is courageous about that? So if I put a wig on, I put makeup on and a dress, that makes me courageous over somebody who's dealing with a death-defying illness like that girl? What's her name, Lauryn Hill? She suffers from cancer, and she's overcoming that cancer by playing and being a contributing partner on that team. That's courageous because her life is on the line. What life is on the line for him? I mean, what is people going to do, talk about him? I mean, come on, you got to have thick skin. People talk about us all the time. And I'm just an average black man. Yeah, you know, I walk around certain people. If I go to an affluent neighborhood and I go to a big time, you know, millionaire to high middle class area and go shopping out of public, people look at me like I'm crazy. I mean, literally, as soon as I walk by, they hold their purse as if I'm some type of exhibit. And what do I got to do? I got to toughen it up. Okay, you don't like me? Fine enough. I'll keep moving. I'm not, and this is another thing. They always try to compare that to being black. No, it's not, because you have to put a dress on for people to say anything to you. See, when I come out the womb and I come out the house, I look the way I look. I don't have any control over that. You can choose not to wear a dress. If Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner turns around and says he wants to become a man again, guess what? There's no, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't. I can't take this monkey suit off, is what it is. And then you know what? That's another thing. That's like, listen, you know, I'm going to just be realistic with, listen, just because you accept something, I don't got to accept it. That don't mean I couldn't be friends with somebody like that. In fact, I was. I worked at a job. I was a supervisor there. And I had a guy on my staff. He was, same thing, transgender. I'm not going to say his name, but I like the guy. Good guy. I don't really accept the way he, you know, he goes around, you know, if you're a man and you want to be a gay man, be a gay man or whatever the case may be. I don't feel, you know, trying to change the fact that you're a man is not going to work. Then I hear him say, well, who says it doesn't work? Well, gee, I've never seen a man give birth to a baby before, have you? You ever put a dog costume on a cat and expect it to go wolf? It can't happen. A man is a man, whether he dresses like all Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner is a man who dresses like a woman. I'm not going to call a man a woman because he's a man. Okay, I don't care how many surgeries he has. He's not a girl. You can think he is, but I won't be fooled into thinking that he is. He's actually a man. He's a man that dresses like a woman. That's what he is. And I don't understand what is the problem with having that opinion or stating, actually, that's a fact. That's the thing that kills me. It is a fact that he is a man who is trying to be a woman. That's a fact. It doesn't matter. He can try transgender. What does that mean? I mean, trans means to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. It means to change. Transform, transcend. Do I need to go first? Quite simple. Okay? That's a guy. And listen, if you wanna, you know, give him all the showtime and give him the press, that's fine. No problem with that, but to give him a Courage Award? Really? Come on. You're killing me. There's nothing courageous about what he's doing at all. Oh, you don't understand. Oh, I don't, huh? I don't understand. You know, it's the most, you know, that's the key word, you don't understand. I mean, what is there really to understand? I mean, what's the difference between what he's doing and what somebody's doing on Halloween? What's the difference? Am I lying? I'm not lying. What is the difference between what he is doing and what everybody else does on Halloween? Does that make everybody on Halloween courageous? If I go to the public right now and say, man, I believe I'm a dog. I am a pit bull. And I buy me a rug and put it on and sew it up. You know what I mean? And make sure I have a recording of a dog, get my voice to sound like a dog, and crawl on all fours. Everybody's going to look at me like I'm a fool, right? And say, what are you doing? I feel like I'm a dog. Who are you to tell me what I feel like? I am a dog trapped in a man's body. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a dog. Yeah, that's it. I'm a dog trapped in a man's body. Woof, woof. Hey, look, you want to tell me in a rubber room. That's what you would do.
Yeah, I was just going to say that they're going to put the damn shackles on you, put in that room.
Oh, yeah, that's what they would do. Do me like Mike Brown and Tavon Martin and put the gun to my head. Try to make sure I'm not out here doing something crazy. That's what they would do. But then it's the same thing. This guy is a man trying to be a woman instead of just being a man. Listen,
and
you were born a man.
What
kind of, see, he got everybody all twisted up and messed. So you done changed yourself to a woman, but you still attracted a woman being a man. You know,
he wanted to be a lesbian.
You know, listen, people can say what they want to say, man. Listen, you see it one way and I see it another way. And I just leave it at that. And I don't gotta agree with your way. They always try to make it seem like you have to accept everything. No, I don't gotta accept that. I don't gotta accept any of that. And I'm not going to accept any of that. Now, as a person, I think, you know, he could be a nice guy. He could be a nice guy. You know, hey, I would sit down and I would have a sandwich with him and I would shake his hand. But I don't got to agree with what he's doing. What's wrong with these people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's a following nation. It's one of these, you know, these places in life or it comes to a point in life now that if you don't go along with everybody else accepts, that makes you an outsider. Okay, so what? That's where I say freedom. I'm free to think the way I wish to think. So that's how I see it. And the second part of what we heard, I heard that he's going to be leaving ESPN. And as much as I disagree with a lot of what he says, I actually love him. He's my favorite on-air personality guy. And I heard he's about to make a deal with Fox. And I'll be listening to a show over there, too. It's just like, that's a big-time loss. I mean, Mike and Mike would be the next one. I mean, you lose Mike and Mike, I don't think they got much left. I think it's done.
Yeah, they might as well shut it down.
Yeah. they lose them, I don't think they're. I think the only thing they would have running tight is whatchamacallit is it would be what's the dude's name? It would be Stephen A. and First Take. That would be all they have left. They already let Kara Champion. I just found out she's not even hosting the show no more. She's not the moderator anymore. She was just there for only 2 years. I remember Jay Crawford. Yeah, he was the man.
Yeah, she's with SportsCenter now.
Ain't that something? And she was really good. I was like, when I heard, I was like, man, they put the perfect person. Like she's beautiful, but then you can hear everything she's saying, and it was clear. And she was really good. And now, you know, they have this, you know, this woman that used to be on NFL Network, and you can tell she's kind of like not really. I don't think she's gonna make it. She doesn't have enough energy. She's very kind of seems awkward with them. Like she might be a nice person, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to develop something. You got to have a niche. I wonder what ever happened to Cindy Brunson. She was really good.
No idea who that is.
Oh, man. Listen, let me tell you like this. This is my problem, okay? So let me tell you. My problem is that I'm like somewhat of a stalker. See, I look at these sports personalities, and I tell you, man, I'd be like I'm on a mission. Like, it's crazy. I need to. I know, obviously, she's probably not with ESPN anymore, obviously. She probably left and went somewhere else. But I didn't know she was actually a mixed ethnicity. I thought she was just a white woman, but she's actually mixed. She's black and white. Crazy, man. So, you know, she's real, to me, she looks pretty, so. Yeah, but you know how that goes.
Asking what they're like. I didn't even know about that the First Take, you know, situation. But then again, I don't watch ESPN, so I wouldn't know what's going on with people moving here and there.
Let me tell you, I'm basically, they're about to be finished for me, really. The only thing that's left is, like, the television stuff. The radio stuff, all it is Mike and Mike. After that, you know, not the, you know, Scott Van Pelt, he left the SVP show. Now it was just the Ryan Russillo show, and Ryan Russillo is pretty cool, but come on, he's not Colin. He's not Mike. He's not Mike and Mike. He's not any one of those two. So I was like, man, listen, you lose those two, I think you forget about it. I'm done with it. I'm going wherever those guys are going if they choose to do it. I'm definitely going to go wherever Colin's going.
Even with Colin going over to Fox Sports, I don't even know if Fox Sports still have all of their people. Is Donovan McNabb still there? Gary Payton, I don't even know if Gary Payton is still there. You know, they had Carissa Thompson there. I don't know if she's even still working for them.
Oh, look at this, man. Let me tell you like this, Lou. You know how this is. Really, none of the shows really are any good without those personalities. You know what I mean? Like, now the radio shows, the only thing, they got Dan Patrick. That's it. You know, and Dan Patrick was coming on the same time Colin was coming on. So I had to abandon Dan Patrick for a little bit, but I loved his show. Remember, Dan Patrick was at ESPN, right?
Yeah. You know?
And I just realized, also, they turn around and they're getting rid of Keith Olbermann for a second time, but I don't blame him for that. He's, like, to me, kind of dull. It's like he stayed in politics too long. And it's like he comes and I don't know, it's just kind of corny to me. But that's just me, my personal opinion. I could be wrong. Could be wrong, could be right.
Yeah, it really doesn't make a difference who leaves or goes from ESPN. I've pretty much gave up on ESPN when they stopped. I've been done with them when they stopped being what they used to call themselves, Total Sports Network. But all I'm seeing now is a bunch of journalists getting TV shows. I don't see sports anymore. I don't see kickboxing anymore. I don't see, you know, they used to have their own little time slots during the week for like auto racing called Speed World. You know, was it like Tuesday night fights with boxing or whatever? They used to show everything. Anything that sports, they'd show it. Now the only thing that they'll show of sports is people talking about sports that don't ever play the sport.
Man, I'd say, you know, I don't even know, bro. I really don't have any idea as to. I think once you lose like the strong personalities like that, if you don't have somebody that's really good to come behind them, it's no good. And ESPN, like they're hanging on to now is the fact that they own a lot of content, right? But then it's like they still have some good shows. Like, I mean, you got Pardon the Interruption. You know what I mean? That's a good show. Like I said, you do got First Take. That's a great show. You know, the NFL primetime shows. I don't like the NBA show too tough. Like, I'm TNT when it comes to that. Like, I'm straight TNT. But with Barkley and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie, you know, they have the NBA show on lock. And even some of the NFL Network shows are actually better. And the NBA Network, some of those guys that do a lot of the, you know what I mean? I mean, you got Shay still, but I mean, she's cool. You know, she's solid. You got, what's his name from the Fab Five there? Forgot his name, man.
Yeah, Jalen.
Jalen Rose, see? You got him. Of course, Wilbon comes off part of the Interruption and does some commentary. Magic's with them as well. Maybe see. So I mean, it's they have some members, but they're losing a lot of, you know, guys, man. To like, I don't. What are y'all replacing? You know, I can't watch Sports Nation because, you know, listen. Originally, that was Colin's show featuring Beatle. It just some people just have it. You know what I mean? Some people just. They're great. They're good for a reason. And it's like, why would you mess with it? Why would you mess with it? If somebody's already great, why would you mess with it? I wouldn't mess with it. If it's good, why would you mess? But see, that's what people do nowadays. They're not satisfied. The stuff that's trash, they find a way to make it stay. And the stuff that's really good, they find a way to mess with it. I mean, if it's been working for years, why tamper with it? Oh, well, that's why they make the big bucks. And I don't really make any bucks. Not yet, anyway. We will one day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Especially with Sports Nation. Yeah, ESPN makes the big bucks, but they didn't really want to pay Colin the bucks on that show.
Yeah, that's really what it has to boil down to, because really when he was on the show, it had to be at his height. Anything that he's on, it's like it's interesting. To me, it is, anyway. And I got to tell you, I couldn't disagree with somebody more than anybody, you know, than him. It's just, he's interesting. I always want to hear what he has to say. I think out of all of them, he's my favorite. Then I would go Mike, then I would go Dan Patrick. You know what I mean? I did like Scott Van Pelt and Russillo, but now it's just Russillo, and I don't know. He's good, but he's not great. You know, he's good but not great. And maybe he will eventually become great, but, man, I don't know.
Well, they got an open spot now that Colin is gone.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. So that's pretty much it for the week. Pretty solid show today. We'll go ahead and get with you guys again Monday. This time, for real. Expect you to have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. Get out. Have some fun. Enjoy life. Don't be tied down. Don't be bitter. Don't be upset. Life is too short. Go out and enjoy it. And we will be back, hopefully, God willing, on Monday, 8 o'clock same time, with some great stuff, great conversation. And, you know, I think it's just right that we're leaving with beautiful music. I'm your host. I'm Marlon Ranger. And that's Mr. Lou Jones. And, you know, kind of do this thing. You know what I mean? So with that said, have a great weekend. Catch y'all Monday. Peace.
I'm feeling it. Feel the glass in the top of my way. Feel the legs pushing up on the stairs. Feel the high that you get from the line. If you feel it.